We're talking grassroots sport on the Sideline View this afternoon. Joining us from the Scone Rugby Club, the girls' junior coordinator and senior girls' manager, Michelle Edwards. Michelle, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing well. Yourself?
Very well, thanks. How are things coming together for season 2022?
Let's say I think it's looking spectacular. We've got full age groups in the, well, not full, we can always take players, in the 14s, 16s and 18s girls. And this year, for the first time in a while, we've got senior women's back on the field since the last 3 or 4 years, I think.
So, it's hard to get anybody on the field for the last couple of years, isn't it?
I know. Our juniors are slowly starting to come through and they're getting older and we're getting a senior women team together, which is great.
So are these senior women sides, are they from those juniors that started out in their younger years?
Yes, some of them are. Some of them are seniors that played a few years back. So, it's a bit of a mix. But yes, our juniors are starting to work their way through to the senior ranks.
And who do you guys play against? Well, how far do you have to be travelling all over the countryside for the women to get a game?
For the women, we travel from up to Moree, across to Inverell, Walker, and Scone is the most southern area. So Tamworth, Gunnedah, Quirindi, all that northwest area.
Love that trip to Inverell. They get a bit of reading done on the way.
Oh, yeah, Moree's about as on par as well, yeah. That's a road trip.
Well, and the good thing is they've got to come down to Scone too, don't they?
Yes, indeed, yep.
What about the juniors?
The juniors, we play on a Friday night with the juniors. We try and limit the travel for the girls to, you know, roughly an hour and a half max.
Yep.
Furthest we usually travel is Tamworth or Gunnedah. And it all points in between, but yes, we should get more home games this year as well. So because we're getting it growing with a bigger comp and bigger numbers, so it's great. So the girls are tennis side, and the senior women's are tennis side this year as well.
Oh, okay. Is that a numbers issue or how the sport wants to be played, sort of thing?
Yeah. Well, it's developing. So what the proposal is that, you know, we started at sevens, we're now at tens. And we're intending to grow it so that we get a full 15-a-side competition over the next couple of years.
If some mums and dads are listening out there and they're thinking that they would like their kids to, you know, get involved in rugby, what's the selling point? Give us the advertisement for why they should choose the Scone Rugby Club.
Oh, it's fun. The girls absolutely love it. The girls love it. We always play to win, but we play to enjoy. And that's the main thing about it. We have the club is a great club to be a part of, very community orientated. And the girls just love, you know, I might perhaps say like a little bit of biff, but the girls are playing against girls.
Yes.
Parents don't think it's girls playing against boys. It's girls playing against girls, different kettle of fish.
Michelle, how long have you been involved with Scone Rugby Club?
Oh, a lot of years. I met my husband at Scone Rugby Club. There you go.
There you go. That's what rugby's all about at the end of the day, love.
It's senior, junior club, great. Really good clubs to be involved with. And, you know, I've been involved for, you know, 25 or so years with either the seniors or the juniors or both.
All right. Well, if anybody is truly in love with their rugby and they'd like to join Scone Rugby Club in any capacity this year, what do they do? How do they find out any more information?
There is a website for both the Scone Juniors and the Scone Brumbies is the senior site.
Yep.
Or I'm happy people, especially with the girls, if they want to give me a tingle, on 0407-208-560. Happy to talk to anyone that might be contemplating it.
And it's never too late. I have actually mentioned this with a couple of different sports recently where, you know, somebody might feel they can't make every game, but because of it gets harder and harder to get teams together, even if you're only available part of the year, you'd still be a really valued member of every club, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it's never too late. And, you know, we like to see everyone get a go. So, you know, go for it. Give me a call.
So, Michelle, I am fond of saying that great grassroots sports doesn't happen without sponsors, wonderful local sponsors. Is there any that you'd like to mention at this point?
certainly would. We have numerous sponsors that have supported us over the years and hopefully will continue to do so. But two stalwarts, I would say, in the support of both clubs would be Farram's Clothing and Saunders Mazda's, which have just always supported the clubs and seriously supported the junior girls as well. So
it really makes it big. It really makes it possible to run a sports club once you've got a couple of solid sponsors like that. Without them, it's almost impossible, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But all our supporters are, you know, contribute, you know, family, friends, the whole works. It's a great community, so they all chip in.
Excellent work. Michelle Edwards from Scone Rugby, thank you very much for joining us to talk some grassroots sport on the Sideline View this Saturday afternoon. Take care.
Great. Thank you very much.